If God already pre-planned our life, then why did he give us free will? Well, this is one of the greatest in-depth challenging questions of all of life. And I'll jump into this one because usually it's not the seeker who's asking this question, it's the Christian, and I'm just going to ask, you know, I hope that you weren't the Christian asking this question, because, but if you're a seeker asking this question, if you read the Bible, you're going to see nothing but the reality that man has a free will. You will never see fatalism. Fatalism is very atheistic, in fact. It just excludes God totally. Whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. No, we believe that there is a God who is sovereign and in control. By the way, if you believe in a faith that has no God who is sovereign, what do you have? You have nothing, really. So, but our faith says that he is both sovereign and he is made us with free will, which means never will there be a time that someone will enter into eternity, assuming there is God and Christianity is what the Bible says it is, there'll never be anybody who says, hey, I wanted to be a Christian, but I, you know, your sovereign will didn't allow it. That ain't going to happen. That's against Christianity totally. At the same time, we do have a difference in what we would call mystery. There is mystery, there is paradox, and there's contradiction. Okay? Those are three very real words that we believe exist. There is a thing which is mystery, which is say, we just can't figure it out at all. It just, you know, it's a mystery to everybody. There's paradox, which says, you know what? There really is a reality of two things here that seem to contradict but can be proven not to contradict. And then there's contradiction, which anybody in their right mind says, that's a contradiction. I'm going to suggest to you that what that question is asking is in the realm of biblical paradox. Things that you can show, no, they really don't contradict each other. There's no way to prove the contradiction. But it is a paradox, meaning, how do you comprehend it? So, when I was in college, I was a math major, I mentioned, and I remember having a higher math graduate course that I was taking, and you had to prove something. Prove that such and such and so and so and so and so. Well, we learned our proofs, but it didn't mean we understood our proofs. There were some that were so beyond most of us, there might be a genius in the crowd that maybe could get a glimpse inside it, but the rest of us go, how do you do that? For instance, one of the things we had to prove was that two parallel lines running parallel, two lines running parallel, will always remain parallel, all right? But in infinity, will cross each other while still remaining parallel. Do you believe that's true? I mean, I'd sit there and say, no, my mind says when two things are parallel and now they cross, they're no longer parallel. But it can be proven. I use this illustration in one of these. And a professor in math, I think it was, or some form of, I don't know what it was, physics or whatever, from Georgia Tech, came up to me afterwards and says, you're exactly right. That's a proof. You can prove it. But I couldn't. So what do I do when I get the test? Do I say, cannot be true because it does not make sense to me, period, turn it in? I get hurt when I do that. So what I did was I said, I'll assume it to be true, though I can't understand it. Maybe this is for me a math paradox that I will never comprehend. But I can still follow if I have reason to believe that, you know, minds greater than mine can see how it is true. Well, a very similar way, I was with a man who was a PhD, 30 years my senior, one of the brightest, brilliant, scholarly men I had ever met in my life. And he was making a lecture about this very thing, explaining, understanding, and so forth. Well, my mind didn't comprehend it. I'm sitting there going, these two just don't, they contradict as far as I'm concerned. I don't like it. It doesn't make sense, whatever. So I just had an opportunity when the class was over to step up and speak to the professor. And I said, Dr. So-and-so, I said, I can't buy that. I can't believe it. He said, really? He said, why not? I said, it doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense. This is what he did. He went up to a chalkboard. Obviously, back then, he didn't have something like this thing. But he goes up to this chalkboard, and this was a little bit bigger board than this. And he says, let me ask you a question, Randy. This board here, is it finite or infinite? I said, well, it's finite. He says, so it has borders, it has an extent, and you can see what that is. I said, yeah. He said, let this represent the knowledge of God. Randy, would you assume that God's knowledge is finite or infinite? I said, I'm probably infinite. He said, well, of course it is. So he said, if this were God's knowledge represented here, it would go forever in all four directions. Oh, yeah, okay. Then he said, now, let me do this. He said, now, I've really understated the case to make this board the knowledge of God. It should go forever and ever. Then he does this. He draws a circle about yay big on that board. And he says, I don't know, what is that, a 50th or 60th of this board? I don't know. But he said, let's let that represent the total combined knowledge of all mankind for history, for forever and ever. That's it there. He said, now keep in mind, that's finite. And we've got an infinite board that goes forever and ever. So would you agree I've made this circle way too big? And I went, yeah. Mankind didn't have a 60th of of God's knowledge. Yeah, I said, okay, I can go with that. They said, okay, and then he does this. He draws a circle inside that one. And it's maybe a seventh or eighth of the size of that circle. And he goes, let's let that circle represent the most brilliant, scholarly, knowledgeable human that has ever lived. Presumably now, since we have more knowledge today than ever before, so let's assume it's somebody today who would have the most knowledge of any other person. He says, would you agree that I've way understated my case here because there's nobody that has a seventh of all knowledge of mankind? I go, yeah, that's true. Then he does this. He takes a chalk and he goes right in the middle and he makes a dot. And he says, Randy, that's your knowledge compared to that person. And he assured me this was his greatest understatement right here. And he says, that would be it. That would be your knowledge. Now keep in mind, he then erases the outer, everything but the dot. He erases it. And the dot you can barely see. And he says, do you understand that that dot is way, 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 way too big? And this board, I mean, should go forever and ever and ever and ever. He said, do you think it's possible that somewhere out here in all of this space, there could be things that are true and accurate, but don't fit on your little dot right there? I said, yes, sir, I think that's true. And then he said to me, he said, Randy, I'll give you some advice. You're a follower of Jesus. I would suggest to you, if you truly believe this is God's word, that when you, and that's what you will find out next week, whether there's merit to believe it is. But he says that when you find something that is clearly stated here, don't ever say, that doesn't make sense to me, therefore it can't be. He said, there's a pride there that you don't want to live with. You just accept it and see what happens. Now, this is my, you don't know me, so you can't say that I'm integrous. But I will tell you this, with all the integrity I can tell you, I truly, 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 truly believe this. I have yet to find one thing that I found God's word saying is that when I have moved away from it, have not found it to be a mistake that I wish I'd never done. Nothing I found in Scripture that I followed have I ever, when it's all said and done, said, wish I hadn't followed that. That messed me up pretty badly. That's just one person's story. You may find other people say, oh, man, it screwed me up terribly. But I'm just saying that's my experience, and that's how I would answer that particular question.